Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Gary Serum. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting second. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting third. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Alexander. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Alan Worth. And now, play ball. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. There goes Smalley. The throw from Essien and Smalley is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Edwards. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a fly ball into left field. Childs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball four. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Thomason picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Thomason. Cubbage goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Essien and he is out, Edwards applying the tag. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alexander. Randall reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alexander. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Randall scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering strikes out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles is hit by the pitch. Carew moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Worth fields it and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to third. Shiles moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Shiles tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Serum fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko now pitching. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Randall bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guerrero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Gross reaches second base with a double. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 1 in the game. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Powell steals second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Randall moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Randall scores. Norwood moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shiles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger bunts towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Shiles moves to second. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shiles scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Guerrero fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-2 in the game. Revering hits a pop-up towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norwood strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Alexander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy now playing center field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Essien and he is out, Guerrero applying the tag. One out. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Page is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.